Welcome to the Sober Q podcast.
Hi, my name's Damien. I'm an alcoholic. I'm a member of the Blackson Primary Purpose Group, and I've been sober since the 2nd of November 2011. Sober Q's asked me to answer the question, what was the last straw that made me decide to stop drinking? Personally, for me, I've made several decisions to stop drinking throughout my drinking career, and I found that I've never been the kind of guy that can manage that decision for any period of time. My record for stopping drinking just because I decided to was 3 weeks in a rehab, and then 3 days out of that rehab I drank again. And you know, when I came back to Alcoholics Anonymous this time, I guess the last straw would have been, you know, what I've heard described, I suppose, as a window of opportunity or a moment of clarity where, and it was actually during a drinking binge that it happened for me. And I saw myself and my drinking and my life and my relationships and how I was conducting myself in business and with money and, you know, just a lot of dishonesty and, you know, stress and fear and depression and all sorts of stuff going on in my life. And, you know, I'd reached what the big book describes as a jumping off place. So I wanted it to end one way or the other. And I'd made a fairly concrete plan to end my life. And, you know, before I could take action on that plan, I found myself making a decision to give Alcoholics Anonymous one more try. And the only thing I can really recall from that night is that I probably said for the first time in my life a really honest, desperate, crying out for help prayer to God that, you know, similar to a lot of other people's, if there is something, someone, some power out there that can help you, now's the time. I need it right now. And, you know, what happened for me is, and I guess I had a lot of desperation, and I was able to have an open enough mind, I guess, to just see exactly what my life's like and then be able to, you know, be honest with another human being about that. And that man ended up being my sponsor, who I met on, I believe, day 3 of sobriety this time. And, you know, he told me all about alcoholism, you know, through his experience. And, you know, I could relate to the way he drank. I could relate to the way his life felt when he didn't drink. And I could relate to all the times throughout a period of 12 years that he'd gone back to drinking, regardless of how many Alcoholics Anonymous meetings he went to. And, you know, that man helped me open my mind just enough to set aside all the old ideas I had about AA and have a new experience. And that experience being, you know, sponsored through the 12 steps of AA. I'd never, it's pretty much the only thing I'd never tried in Alcoholics Anonymous was getting a sponsor and working the steps. And, you know, that desperation, that propulsion was found me willing enough, you know, to accept that I need that direction, to take the direction when it was given, and then to, you know, dedicate what I hope is going to be the rest of my sober life to, you know, what our primary purpose is, and that's to stay sober and help other alcoholics to achieve sobriety. And by doing that, I firmly believe that I will not find myself in that same predicament again where I have to, you know, be crying out for help and seeing myself for what I really am as a practicing alcoholic. So, yeah, thanks for asking me to share.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the SoberQ podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.